4ZYQ, and the name here is Joe Juliet Oscar Echo. Yeah, I know somebody that ordered from one of these, I think it was Instacart, and they ordered something somewhere around the 4th of July, and they ordered about $150 worth of groceries. The shopper that they're supposed to vet went shopping for that order, added $85 worth of baby back ribs, and took that whole order and delivered it to one of his friends so they could have a good 4th of July picnic. Never delivered it to the person who ordered it. That person had to cancel their charge card, cancel their membership, and go out the next day and go shopping. So there you go for vetting people that shop for those people that need it. Interesting.
Yeah, I agree. And the vetting process that they supposedly go through is nothing special. We had a similar thing happen at Walmart's ship-to-order that we did. One of the drivers just entirely drove off with it, and it never got delivered. And when we called them, they're like, "Oh, well, we have to investigate." You know, luckily it was only like a day and a half to investigate before they returned our money. But still, it's just wild and ridiculous. That shouldn't even be issues.